Your Highness, I will go open the path, Wu Wing said. However, Shaden stopped him. No need, I'll do it myself. Then, he leapt down like a white blossom blown off the tip of a branch by a breeze and soundlessly landed before the palace hall. Just as he was about to push open the gates, within the hall came the wailing of a baby. Lung Ying didn't have any consorts, and his son had died a long time ago. So where did the baby inside the palace come from? Shaden didn't pay it any further mind. Never mind a baby. Even if an army of millions was hidden inside, he wasn't afraid. He raised his leg and kicked open the palace door. Yet the strange thing was, there was only one person within the great hall. Not another soul present, and there certainly was no baby. When that person saw who had come, he raised his head. You've come. I've been searching for you. The one within the palace was Lung Ying. Although he was now an esteemed king, he wasn't donned in lavish robes, and he sat as stiff as a board upon the throne. Shaden was puzzled for a moment that this was his reaction, before he realized that he was currently wearing funeral garb with a mask on his face. Lung Ying had taken him for White No Face. There were arrays set up within this palace hall too, and when Shaden crossed the threshold to enter, he could sense that there was something blocking his entry. However, he only needed to push his foot down a little heavily before he was able to easily step onto the floors within the hall, and the sound of something shattering rang in the air. The chill of winter and the evening air came pouring in from outside the palace hall, filling Shilin's sleeves full of wild winds. He said chillingly, "Why were you searching for me?" When he heard his voice, Lung Ying's expression changed slightly. "It's you." Shilin approached slowly, his snow-white boots stepping on the frozen stone floors, step by step. "It is I." Lung Ying, a brute commoner, led an army and destroyed Shen Le. With the aura of the king enveloping his body, ordinary evil wouldn't be able to come close to this person. However, at this moment, what Shilin brought with him were millions of souls of those who had died on the battlefield. He refused to believe that Lung Ying would be able to defend himself against such an immense number of ghosts with such powerful resentment. Sure enough, the resentful spirits were agitated, impatiently ready to break free to seize the fresh new flesh of the enemy as their host. It was impossible for anyone to not have heard the sound of their agitation, but Lung Ying didn't appear to be in shock. Nor was he panicking. "You've come to kill me?" Shilin didn't answer. The next moment, he blitzed right before Lung Ying and gripped his hair, pressing him down onto the ground. "Success!" Under the cry smiling mask, Shilin's lips unconsciously curled up. He knew it, he knew it. He could now defeat Lung Ying. Without the bondage of his heavenly official status that made him powerless before this man with the fortune of a king, the him who had thrown away the body of a god could finally defeat Lung Ying. Shilin's heart was thumping, and he was just about to move on to the next step when his face dropped abruptly. "What's that sound?" He heard that tiny cry of a baby again, but there was clearly no baby within this great hall. He listened again. That wasn't right. That crying was coming from the lips of Lung Ying, who was currently subdued under his hand. Or more accurately, it was from Lung Ying's body. Shilin ripped off Lung Ying's robe, and his eyes widened in an instant, jumping to his feet. "What is this?" Lung Ying slowly flipped over and sat up. "Don't be scared." Those words weren't directed at Xielian, but to the thing on his body. Upon Lan Ying's chest were two distinct faces, each one about the same size as a real person's face, like two protruding tumors. The big face was elegant and beautiful, easily identified as the appearance of a woman. The small one was a little shriveled, like a baby, and the halting cries had been coming from this baby's lips. The human faced disease. Xielian was dumbfounded. How are you infected with the human face disease? This isn't the human face disease, Lan Ying said. How is this not the human face disease? What is this, if not the human face disease? Xielian exclaimed. This is my wife and son, Lan Ying explained. They're not the things you described. He explained in a soft voice as he raised his hand to gently caress the two faces on his body, truly looking like a husband and a father caressing his wife and child. However, those two faces couldn't even open their eyes and could only open their mouths to cry and sob. They had the shape of humans, but not the form. A moment later, Lan Ying looked up. Where's White No Face? He said my wife would return if I did this, but it's been so long. How come she still can't talk? Just what is going on? Tell him to come find me. Quick! Hearing this, Xielian understood. You let White No Face plant the resentful spirits of your wife and son on your body? So that was it. All those spells and arrays along the way to the palace weren't to impede anything from intruding, but were to prevent the things hiding within from escaping. Lan Ying, who had already become king, was using his own flesh and blood to secretly raise those two resentful spirits. Xielian was here to seek vengeance at first. Yet who knew that he didn't even need to do anything, and Lan Ying had already planted the human face disease on himself. Those two faces must have been on his body for a long time now. Even tiny arms and feet had grown out, heavily dropping down, deformed and horrifying. Moreover, they had already sucked dry the nutrients of their host. Lan Ying's ribs were poking out abnormally. His gut was shrunken in, his skin wax yellow, his form wan and sallow, looking like he didn't have much longer to live. He was no longer the same person as that brave and savage warrior on the battlefield. It seemed while he had won the war and become a king, he didn't live that well. Xielian didn't feel gratified at all, and he seized Lan Ying. He exclaimed angrily, "What kind of joke is this?" He hadn't even taken his enemy's life yet, and the enemy was going to die off on his own. What the heck? What should he do? With this grab, something tumbled down from Lan Ying's person. Shimmering red, it bounced and rolled away. Lan Ying clutched Xielian's hand, looking as if such a simple gesture was already something difficult. He panted, "Pull, that pull." Xielian looked over, and what was rolling on the floor was that red coral pearl that he had gifted Lan Ying. Lan Ying said, "I've always wanted to say this to you. Thank you for the pearl." Hearing this, Xielian was taken aback. He hadn't thought that he'd suddenly say such a thing. Something within his heart was about to be unearthed, but he forced it down. "You..." But Lan Ying said softly, "Things would have been better had you given it to me sooner. Unfortunately..." Before he finished, the body gripped in Xielian's hand slackened, and Lan Ying fell just like that, with his eyes wide open. Xielian hadn't had the chance to react yet, before Wu Ming said, "Your Highness, he's dead." "Dead?" Xielian wondered. He looked down, and Lan Ying's pupils were already going dim. He really did die. Shilian mumbled. How did he just die? He hadn't done anything to Lan Ying yet. How did he just die? And now that he thought about it, Lan Ying died fairly happily too. He completed his revenge against Shen Le, and carrying his immediate family on his body, he was prepared to go meet them in the underworld. He had suffered enough torment in the living world, so dying was actually a form of release, ending it all. On the contrary, Shilian now didn't have anything to avenge against. His chest was filled with grievance and fury, and in the end, they transformed to one single emotion. Hate. How despicable. How absolutely despicable. Lan Ying fell and stopped moving, but the two faces on his chest seemed to have sensed that their host was dead, and they suddenly started crying. The cries were extremely sharp to the ears, worse than the sound of nails scratching on gold and silver plates. Shilian was already going mad from fury. He pulled out that black sword, ready to strike down to shut them up, when that black-clad warrior pulled out his saber with a swing. The light of the saber flashed past, and Lan Ying's corpse was instantly chopped into pieces. Tens of pieces, hundreds of pieces. Flesh and blood splattered. Shilian hadn't yet moved before he was overtaken. And he said coolly, "Who told you to do that?" "There was no need to dirty your highness's hands," Wu Ming replied. Just then, sounds of urgent footsteps came from outside the door, and the voice of a young man yelled, "Uncle!" "Who was it?" Shilian turned around and saw the doors of the palace hall were wide open, and a young man of 10-something years of age was standing at the entrance, gazing over in this direction. He had a face full of smiles at first, but when he came in and saw chunks of gore covering the floor, he was instantly stupefied. Shilian felt indifferent and demanded, "Who are you?" The young man started. Then his eyes turned and he gazed at the chunks of dead body on the floor. He exclaimed, "Uncle!" Just then, there were more people outside, calling, "Your Royal Highness, don't run around. The king said you can't run around in the palace. Please don't make things difficult for me in the middle of the night." "Your Royal Highness?" Lan Ying's son was already dead, and this young man had called Lan Ying uncle. So this must be the new crown prince Lan Ying had established. The Crown Prince of Yong'an. Things seemed to have dawned on the little Crown Prince too, and he cried in terror, "Ghosts! There are ghosts! Some..." He hadn't screamed more than a few words before that black-clad warrior struck his neck, and that Crown Prince of Yong'an lost consciousness, falling into the pool of blood on the floor. However, his screams had already reached the outside, and clamoring noises started to rise. "What? What? Did you all hear that? Guards! Guards!" Shilian's eyes flicked and saw the black-clad warrior incline his head, indicating that he would take care of it, and he flashed away. In an instant, all the commotion outside was choked off. Crossing out of the hall, a large number of guards were down on the ground, and that black-clad warrior stood at the center, his delicate thin saber dripping with blood. He actually finished them all with but one strike. In the far distance came new sounds of commotion, and a new batch of guards had arrived, shouting, "Protect the king! Protect his highness!" Shilian turned around coolly, ignoring them completely. Sure enough, it didn't take a second before those voices were cut down like a harvest by a scythe, vanishing thoroughly. Soon after, the black-clad warrior soundlessly caught up to him. Shillian turned his head slightly. Burn the palace. Yes, sir. Wu Ming bowed his head. Roaring flames were set ablaze, and two tall and slender black figures stood before the raging fire, their shadows writhing and contorting continuously on the ground, changing shapes, pulling and twisting. After causing such havoc, all the attendants within the Yong'an Palace were jolted awake, and the air was filled with the cries and curses of those putting out the fires and those making their escape. Very much the same scene as when the palace of Shenle was set ablaze. Your Highness, what do you want to do next? The black-clad warrior asked. That white-clothed man said icily, to Long Ar Bay. Before the kingdom of Shenle fell, Shillian had visited Long Ar Bay countless times. Every time he went, it was to create rain to save the people. His body and his heart both exhausted, his steps heavy. This time, it was for a completely different reason, and his body was light. After surviving through the drought and having gained strong support from the new king, Long Ar Bay had already revived its liveliness. Streets and alleys were bustling with joy, the people cheerful and happy. A complete 180 from the misery of several years ago. Only one place was still miserable like before, and that was the palace of the Crown Prince of Shenle. No one would come to a broken-down palace of the Crown Prince, and so Shillian chose this place to rest. At this moment, he was meditating within the palace hall. Those resentful spirits should have quickly found a host, which would have also been the subject of his revenge. Yet because Lan Ying had already died, they were still struggling in agony, wailing and screeching at Shillian relentlessly, and Shillian waved them away with his eyes closed. He frowned. Just wait, don't be impatient. I will allow all of you to find release. Just then, a voice called out, Your Highness. Shillian opened his eyes and saw the black-clad warrior was before him, bending one knee to the ground.